نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, each person should be concerned about pleasing Allah Ta'ala and refraining from sinful deeds, sinful activities. So the way a person will succeed in this is to follow the Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the pathway towards Allah ta'ala the Mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person wishes to reach Allah, there is no other way for him to reach but to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As though the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam is the door to the palace of the king. If you want to get to the king, you have to open the door of the palace and then you will meet the king. And Allah Pak made that this door is the door of Rasulullah, the door of the sunnah. The great awliya and buzurgan adeen of the past, they tried very, very hard to acquire this nisbat with Rasulullah, the special connection with the Nabi of Allah. They worked very, very hard throughout their lives to get this. For they knew that if they acquire this nisbat with Rasulullah, then they will acquire wusul ila Allah. They will reach Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as though like pleasing Rasulullah is the way to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And how will a person please Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah. Like how we know in the hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned ridal walidain. Ridha al-Rabb fi ridha al-Walidain. That the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of being obedient to one's parents. Of course, in permissible things, not in impermissible things. So if a person wants to acquire the pleasure of Allah, he should be obedient to his parents. Allah will bless him with Allah Ta'ala's raza and Allah's happiness and pleasure. So in the same way, if a person wishes to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat, then the only way to reach Allah Ta'ala is to follow the Mubarak tariqah and sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, look at incidents of the past. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his adherence to the sunnah was proverbial. Very, very ajib. In everything, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali tried his level best to conform to the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, until so much so that even his home was not painted. His house was called Kachagar. He never had no paint on that house. One day his respected wife, respected family told him, everybody else's house painted, our house, we can paint. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was so close to the sunnah, he was so adherent upon the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, that everything, as though this was his life. So then the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, after 2-3 times, the wife mentioned this. So he told her that, you're asking about the paint in the house. Is your condition in the qabr, that you prepare for the qabr, that you're asking for this? He said, she never asked thereafter. She understood this. When it came to the clothing of Rasulullah ﷺ, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali brought this in his life, when it came to the way Rasulullah ﷺ lived also, the way he interacted with people, even when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went for Hajj, then in Arafah, the hadith is mentioned, and Nabi Sallam drank milk. Hazrat Shaykh should make special intizam to drink milk and give milk to his satis and those who are with him. Right, just this sunnah of Rasulullah, every sunnah. So they acquired that nisbah, that special connection with Rasulullah ﷺ, until Hazrat Shaykh reached that point, that way he wouldn't do anything without the mashura of Rasulullah, without the command of Rasulullah. If people from different countries would call him, from South Africa, from London, from Pakistan, from India, calling him for i'tikaf, Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali would tell the murid that he himself would be making istikhara, making dua to Allah, guide us, you know. Rasul would come in the dream and tell Shaykh that he must go to this country. Like that, the nisbat to Rasulullah was so strong. And in this way, we find other buzugan adeen, as the Shah Walila Rahmatullah Ali once had fallen ill, very, very sick. Very, very sick. He thought he'll pass away, he won't make it. So he was concerned about his children. At that time, his children were young. I think if I pass away, then my children, who will take care of the children? And there he sees the Nadim. As the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him, that why are you worried? Your children are my children. Your children are my children. Allahu Akbar. Then you see that Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi, this nisbat with Rasulullah was very, very ajeeb, very special. And many of these Buzugan Nadim, they were Sahib-e Huzuri. Sahib-e Huzuri was that class of Awliya Buzugan Nadim, is that they see Rasulullah sallam very, very often, sometime in dreams, all very often you see. They see Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi would see Rasulullah sallam nearly every day in a dream. Was Sahib-e Huzuri. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Khandelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi of the Tabligh Jamaat, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was so close to Rasulullah sallam, Allah blessed him with this position, he was Sahib-e Huzuri. If he closed his eyes, there he would see Rasulullah sallam. He would see Rasulullah sallam. So Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya was this, was like this. And his peer Rubai both were bared to the same Sheikh. Both were bared to the same Sheikh. Hazrat Fariduddin Ganja Shakar Rahmatullah Alayhi. So one day, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi wanted to make an offering. He wanted to give some sadaqah and convey the reward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a gift. Give the poor something that this deed, oh Allah, convey the reward of this deed to my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu. So at that time, it was Sahib like Huzuri, the nisbat with Rasulullah was like that. So then I was about to do it, and then he came to know that no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that moment was accepting the gift of his friend, Hazrat Alauddin Sabiri Chisti Rahmatullah Alayh, both to bear to the same check. So as though his friend is making his offering, he's giving to Rasulullah. So he said, let me wait, you know. Nabi Sallam is accepting his gift now. I'll have a time to give my gift also. So Alauddin Sabiri Kalyari Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great Buzrug, he wasn't wealthy. And Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Pak granted him so much of wealth. But this Buzrug, in poverty also he reached Allah. And this Buzrug in wealth and riches also he reached. So anyway, the gift that Hazrat Alauddin Sabiri Kalyari Rahmatullah Alayhi was making over to Rasulullah was some chana. Chana was basic food of the poor of India, chana. That's what he could afford. He only had that, but he took that chana and he gave it to the poor. He said, oh Allah, give the reward to my beloved Nabi Sallam. And there in the dream, he sees Rasulullah Sallam, and Nabi Sallam is playing with the chana. From one hand, Nabi Sallam is passing the chana to the other hand, and he sees Rasulullah. He has to inform him, your chana reached me. Your chana reached me. So many years ago, in the madrasa, I gave this incident. One student, his name was Sharif, very pious student. Many people perhaps will remember him. So this student, on Fridays, Sundays, he would go to the Ustad's house. He would tell the Ustad, I want to wash your car, from khidmat, like that. So when he heard this incident, then he had one jacket. And jacket, he really liked this jacket. So he took this jacket and he gave it to some poor person, poor student, something he never have. He gave it. He said, oh Allah, give the reward to Rasulullah. And then in the dream, he sees Rasulullah is wearing the jacket. He came to tell me the next day, you mentioned this here, I did like this here, and this is what I saw, you know. So as the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, this was that nisbat he had, the awliya, all the time they were concerned. Now Ustad Maulana Yusuf Mutala, Rahimahullah, mentioned that time in the beginning stages of the madrasa, they needed funds, you know. They needed funds to grow the madrasa. So they said, okay, what we'll do, We'll go around to different people and we'll ask them for some funds. They'll pledge that they'll give every year so much money, take the money from them. But now for them to keep up to their pledge, you know, they need a reminder. What we'll do, we'll prepare some, calendars. And on the madrasa name, we'll put calendar. And we'll be thanking the donors. And we'll put perhaps maybe a small note or something that, you know, whatever balance is there, you know, we must give the money, you know. So in this way, we'll make a Islamic year calendar too, and then that job will get done, you know. So the mashara was being made at night that, you know, we'll do like this. And that night, so one student sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the madrasa, he had a Mubarak stick. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak Afa, he came by, the calendar was on the wall. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that stick and he hit the calendar out. Hit the calendar. So in the morning, a student came and told Maulana Yusuf Muhammad, I saw Maulana Yusuf Muhammad, this is a sign from Allah that this, we should not do this, you know. So everything they were doing, like this. Once Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakir Rahmatullah had one Khalifa. One of his Khulafa is an Alim, Buzruk also, Khalifa. So he came to Hazrat Shaykh Yunus Jaunpuri. Hazrat Shaykh Yunus Jaunpuri was also a Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh. So one Khalifa came to Hazrat Shaykh Jaunpuri, he told him, yeah, I got a small problem. He said, what's the problem? He said, I know Allah is not happy with me. Allah is not happy with me. I don't know what to do. I'm finding that, you know, within me, there's a void. I'm not finding that happiness, inner happiness. So tell me, you know, reconnect me with Allah. This is an alim also, and this is a Khalifa of the Shaykh, and he's experiencing, so he said, please. So Shaykh Jaunpuri, Shaykh Yunus, Shaykhul Hadith, Jaunpuri, he told him that, who am I, you know? I'm nothing, you know. How are you asking me that I must connect you with Allah? So this alim says that, no, I know you are teaching Hadith for so many years. You have the nisbat with Rasulullah Sallam. You have that connection with Allah. Definitely, you know, you can reconnect me. Please, you know, show me some hal, show me some way. Show me the solution. Shaykh Jaunpuri, he mentioned, if you want to reach Allah without pleasing that being who's in Medina Munawara, the king of Medina, the king of this whole world from the servants of Allah, who's in Medina Munawara, without pleasing him, you can't reach Allah. Medina wale ko khush na kare, Allah khush nahi honge. Till you don't please Rasulullah Sallam, the king of Medina, you can't please Allah. So he says, how must I please him? So then he says that practice upon every sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam. Whatever Rasulullah wanted, Rasulullah commanded, Rasulullah wanted for his ummah, we must do. Whatever he prohibited and stopped us from, don't do it, you know. Until even if you don't have any need at any time to practice on any sunnah, this with the love of Rasulullah practice on it. So he said, no, explain to me, what you mean? He said, example, now you don't feel like drinking water. You don't feel like drinking water. But just to show the love that you have for Rasulullah, to show Allah, take water, sit down, drink, read Bismillah, drink in 3 sips, recite the dua, practice to show that I practice on the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah. Even if you don't have any need, you know, of course we in Roza now, we can't drink water, but other than that, so he said, and every other sunnah, and what Rasulullah had stopped us, the sins, stay away from it. So this alim says, inshallah, I'll do that. 1 month later, that alim comes, he was very, very happy. He told Shaykh Jaunpuri, that time as the Shaykhul Hadith, Muhammad Zakir Rahman passed away. So that's why this person came to Shaykh Jaunpuri, the Khalifa of the Shaykh, he told, alhamdulillah, I'm so happy. Allah is happy with me now. I know Allah is happy with me. So then as the Shaykh Jaunpuri told him, see, 1 month ago you told me, Allah is not happy with you. Now, 1 month later, you came and told me, Allah is happy. How did you know that time Allah wasn't happy? And how you know Allah is happy now? So he said, see, 1 month ago, my condition was such, I didn't find that motivation and drive to do good deeds. I didn't have that. To come to the masjid was difficult. To read namaz with takbir-e-ula, with jamaat, to pick up the Quran Sharif, to make zikr, to do good deeds. Like, I know there's something that's holding me back. I didn't have that power, that motivation. But alhamdulillah, now, it's like normal. You know. Everything of Shariat now, Allah Pak is that the motivation is there. And I saw Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just 1-2 days back. I saw Rasulullah in a dream. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled at me and told me, don't worry, now I'm happy with you. Nabi sallallahu told me, I'm happy with you. So he said, definitely now I know that Rasulullah is happy and Allah is also happy. Allah will be happy. So today is the Mubarak day of Friday also, we must increase our durood. The way to reach Rasulullah sallallahu to make Rasulullah happy, is a lot of abundant durood and to follow the sunnah. And in this way, when Rasulullah becomes happy, then Allah Ta'ala will also become happy with us. Allah Ta'ala gives me all of tawfiq wa khidran. Alhamdulillah.